Did any of it come, did you have any trouble down here from it?
No, we didn't have any here. It didn't strike the ground. It crossed back in there and went across. It didn't strike the ground there. It didn't strike the ground in the edge of Gainesville.
Could you see it?
No, I didn't see it. I wasn't here. I was working at Suwannee that day. It was bad down there, bad clouds down there, rain. But I didn't see it. I think maybe there's some around here did see it mighty dark back as I drove across through that. Oh, that's a bad thing. Sure was.
I know there's a book about it at Emory. It tells him, has a lot of pictures of it.
Yeah.
All the stores.
Yeah, they had.
I wanted to ask about the Negro people around. Why is it that there are no Negro people living on this side of the highway over in this area, or are there any?
Well, yeah, there's a family lives over on the hill. The house up there, Mr. Reed, Brock Reed, there's one up there.
Yeah.
There's some lives up there in that house, and there's some lives over here. This side of the highway, between here and the highway, I've had a family. It's like over there. That there's not any. Well, there is family lives over there close to the courts there, too.
When you were a kid, were there just houses around the railroad track in this area here?
Yeah. Maybe? Yeah. And, of course, scattered out in the country.
Was it mainly farmland?
Oh yeah, that's practically all there was to do then. Farm. My daddy ran a brickyard. He worked about 20, 25 hands. The brickyard they got down here. Before he died when I was 12 years old. Outside of that, there wasn't. I had an uncle that run a jug factory back over here and made jugs and jars and pitchers and all that stuff. But outside of them, there's no public works around here. It was all farming.
The Reeds came here early too, didn't they?
Well, part of them, yeah.
Because I know there are a lot of Reeds around
here. Yeah, there's a side of them. Yeah, they come early. Of course, the older ones already gone. Dead.
When did they take the depot out?
I don't know what year it was. No, it's been a good many years ago. I just don't remember what year it was. They done away with the depot. Yeah.
Did they used to stop?
Oh, yeah. All the trains stopped, passenger trains, they had lots of them on there. They all stopped.
And you worked at the telegraph, you said?
Yeah, I started a telegraph operator. Agent. And I worked all up and down the road, various places. Last work, Meyer Branch down here. Stayed there 14 years before I retired. I lived here, you know, and it's close home. And of course, I'm Gainesville. I'm different times, three or four times for a while. World War I come on, they built the camp, old big camp garden down at Shamlin. All that was, me, I went to Shamlin, the agent of Shamlin. Then I was a telegraph operator. Stayed there a while. After the done away with the camp, then I went to various places. And when World War II come on, they built all that Lawson General Hospital there and the Navy base and all that. Sent me back to Sherman. I went back to Sherman and stayed there then, so the war went all over. And come down here to Fly Ranch where I'd be coming from.
Well, I appreciate your help very much.
Well, that did.
Sorry to take it.